The United Nations and the African Union will have plans to meet later this month in Libya to discuss how to advance peace talks among rebel groups in Darfur. Envoys will focus on the direction for new negotiations. Rebels in Darfur have split into more than a dozen groups since a peace deal signed last year by just one of three rebel factions with the Sudanese government. Public information officer for the World Food Program in Sudan, Simon Criddle, says conflict resolution is vital.
Something has to give. It's been going for a very, very long time, and the situation cannot be allowed to deteriorate to the point where we could have a massive tragedy on our hands. I mean, the international community is just refusing to let that happen. We don't want to see, say, a Rwanda-type situation in Darfur, and that's what we've been working very hard to do. And I must say that we've done a pretty good job. I mean, for example, malnutrition has halved over the last couple of years. Many Darfurians now do have access to things like healthcare and so on. But, you know, there has to be a solution found to bring this crisis to an end. And there have been some positive signs coming out of the international community. We now have plans on the table to put in a hybrid peacekeeping force between the African Union and the UN. The Sudanese government has finally agreed to that. So we're now starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. However, you know, there have been a lot of problems before. There's been a lot of talk and a lot of things haven't happened that should have happened. So we're all kind of cautiously optimistic that this time will finally be the time that we actually make some real progress.